Officer of Health, and we chat about everything health-wise. Even if you have a topic, Manitoba, just write us and say you'd like to hear us talk about whatever it is, and we'll run it by him, and we'll do your topic. This morning, we're going to be talking about HIV. Good morning, Dr. Lerner.
Good morning, NCI.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's very important to talk to you about this next topic, HIV, because it is so important and pretty something that I don't think is a lot of on people's radars, and realize how much we as First Nations are being affected.
And I think a lot of people feel like this is a topic that is a bit taboo and they don't want to talk about it. But the survival rate is way different than when it was back in the day, mm-hmm. if you get treated earlier. So, Dr. Lerner, maybe tell us, what is HIV for those that are not sure?
Yeah, so HIV so stands for human immunodeficiency virus. So basically, it's a virus. It attacks your immune system, so you're not able to fight off other infections. And if it's left untreated, you can get pretty sick.
And what are some of the symptoms? Like, how does one know that they have HIV? Or maybe should we start with, how is it transmitted? How do you get it?
Yeah, so for public health, we're really concerned about HIV because it spreads person to person. It's not something you get through coughing, not through sharing food. It's through really intimate contact. So we're talking through sex, and through sharing needles are the big ones.
Yeah, and when you mean sex, so I mean, that's also oral sex? Is that, I guess that's also important to clarify as well.
For sure. So we're talking vaginal, we're talking anal, and we're talking oral. Yep.
Okay, and then what are some of the symptoms?
Yeah, so that's the really tough part about HIV, is there's not like that classic telltale symptom. It's not like, oh, I have this cough, I know I have HIV. For the most part, people don't even know they have it. Maybe when they first get it, they feel a little sick, like a flu-like symptoms for a bit. But otherwise, you're not really going to know. The only way really to know is to get tested.
And when it comes to testing, where do you go? Can you just go to your doctor? Can you go to a walk-in clinic, a nursing station? And what does testing involve?
Yeah, so for HIV testing, it's a blood test. So that means you get the blood requisition, and you got to get your blood drawn, so you got to get the poke. And you can absolutely go to, you know, if depending where you are in the city, walk-in clinic, your family doctor, nurse practitioner, often health center, nursing station, to either get the requisition to go to the lab or have that blood test done there.
Dr. Lerner, can someone have HIV and not know they have HIV?
Yeah, so that's the kind of scary part, is that some people think that probably 1 in 8 people who have HIV don't even know it. Yeah. So it's super important to get tested. So if you have a new sexual partner, go get tested. If you have multiple sexual partners, go get tested. If you're someone who shares needles, go get tested. If you just haven't tested in a while, you know what? Go get tested.
Now, when we get tested, is this something we have to ask specifically for, or is that just something that is pulled into the rest of the things that they check?
You gotta ask for it.
You gotta ask for it.
You gotta, yeah, often you have to go to your doctor, to your nurse practitioner, to your nursing station. You have to ask for it. It'll be on a separate requisition. It's a separate tube at the lab they draw. So yeah, you have to ask for it.
All right, so one of the most important things is getting tested and then getting treatment for it, because you can live a long and healthy life, but I think a lot of times people put things off because they're scared. They're scared of the results. They're scared of, you know, maybe dying. But it's so much different than from way back in the day.
Oh, for sure. Like back in the 80s when HIV was first discovered, right, we had like no treatments. It was, you know, classically you said it was a death sentence. But things have changed so much since then. There are some really great meds that you're on for life. They keep your viral loads low. They keep your immune system high. But it's super important to get treated. So you get tested. Once you know you have it, you go see your doctors. You get your regular treatment. And you can live a long, healthy life. And also, if you get treated, you won't spread to other people.
Now, Dr. Lerner, I was just kind of remembering some facts off the top of my head. I remember reading a lot of kind of studies back then about how in indigenous communities that HIV diagnoses were much higher. Would you still say that's the case?
So that's what we're seeing in Manitoba. There's been a really huge shift in sort of who we're seeing get HIV. You know, sort of like classically right back in sort of the 80s, 90s, you saw it was often a lot of, men who have sex with men. But that shifted a lot. So we're seeing a lot more women, particularly Indigenous women in Manitoba, getting HIV.
I was just reading a stat that says 85% of all females referred to Manitoba HIV program. 85.
Wow.
Indigenous females made up of 85% of all females.
That's
a high stat right there. So how can folks protect themselves?
Yeah, so if you're going to have sex, use a condom. If you're going to inject drugs, use some clean needles. Get tested regularly. So if you have a new partner, multiple partners, inject drugs, you just want to get tested, get tested. Also some new things is PrEP and PEP. This is pretty new within the last few years. It's pills that you can take either before you have sex or after you have sex, that can hopefully stop you from getting HIV.
Wow, that does sound really different. But that should not also, as well, we should say, not replace a regular...
Yeah, we shouldn't rely on that.
Yeah.
Or should we?
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, the best sort of prevention would be, it's using condoms, clean needles, regular testing. PrEP and PEP are a great add-on, but I wouldn't rely on them exclusively.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Lerner, for getting all the information out and helping our people be healthier. We look forward to our next chat again.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
All right. Till next time, Dr. Lerner.